Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always, broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, and on the road. And so if I sound a little bit different, it's because it is different. I'm on the road. Got my on-the-road equipment here and connecting up to my network and beaming down across the – but still beaming down across the same satellite and still circumnavigating the – same internet, and just originates just a little bit different. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because Robert Scrobb is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Robert is the author of the official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. And he's the president of the Information Marketing Association and co-author of other books. He's also the co-author of this one. Bob Regneris is his co-author, and he's our new friend. Robert Scrobb, welcome to the show.
Well, glad to be here. It's wonderful what the technology has done. You know, you can be in Houston and hosting your show, and allows us to listen to you even though you're on the road.
Yes, it's pretty amazing, Robert. And from a guy who used to make his living with an Underwood 5 typewriter and a big pen, this is pretty magical stuff here.
I would say so.
Hey, Robert. You're an internet expert. You're an expert on going to the internet and pulling opportunity out of it. And yeah. You've written a book on it. You make your living that way. And I want to talk about. I want you to give us an idea about what we can learn, what businesses can learn from the effort and the strategies that Barack Obama's team used to get him elected. Now let me, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of whether you voted for the man or not, you got to tip your hat to how they got this guy elected. And a lot of it was using the internet and strategies thereon and thereof. Robert, what do you think?
Well, it's actually a good point, and I agree with you. It doesn't, whatever the politics are, you know, it just shows you that the internet is a powerful media, because he broke all records, and he actually broke some records in one, you know, that used to be records for an entire campaign. He broke those fundraising records in 1 month.
Yeah.
So it was really the power of his website. So many business owners that I work with, you know, the book talks all about how to create a business on the internet, but the same rules apply whether if you just own a business and you want to have an internet
right.
website. Too many business owners are afraid to put up a site that only asks for an email address or a sale. And they think, well, I got to have, you know, employment opportunities, I got to have this link, I got to have that link. And in fact, if you go during the campaign, if you went to Barack Obama's website, he had two entries. You go to barackobama.com at the time, you either put in your email address or you donated. Those were the only two choices. And the fact
he kept it simple, didn't he?
He did keep it simple. Whereas you went to Hillary's website, and there was 35 choices, from checking her position papers to seeing where Hillary is now to checking her out on, you know, what, Facebook or whatever. Where at Barack Obama, when you went to barackobama.com, it was either email address or donate. And as a business owner, it's important that your marketing websites are just that simple.
I got to say, though, that you know, I think obviously people who put in their email address or donated to him were obviously the true believers who wanted the Kool-Aid real bad. I mean, if you were just nosing around and you wanted to and you just wanted to see what this guy was up to, that might not have been a good strategy. What do you think?
Well, actually, I'm sure there were a lot of folks that came to his website that were kind of turned off and didn't want to learn more. But for
so
the
my point
that,
is should, my point is shouldn't there be should isn't there isn't success to be found somewhere between those two examples you gave?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
It's emphatic. The nice thing about the internet is you can test and
yeah.
you can keep track of every visitor that you receive and how well they buy. And what we found through testing is that by having a landing page, and you'll see them sometimes, you click on a link and you want some information, and then you see that you have to put in your name and email address to get more information. And,
right.
You know, if you're just kind of scouting around, that's kind of irritating. But if you really want the information, then you're going to put in your name and email address.
And well, you know, one classic example that did it before Obama, that's clearly, in my opinion, has been the key to their success,
right,
is Google.
Right.
I mean, I remember the moment I first saw the Google homepage when somebody told me about it. What was it, eight or 10 years ago, something like that?
Yeah.
The first time I saw the homepage of Google, I'd never seen anything like that before.
It was so simple.
And what it said to me was, wait a minute. Here's a little block. Here's a little space on this big white page that wants me to ask it to tell it what I want to know. And so that immediately said, this is all about me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you know, that's when you knew these are something.
Mm-hmm. It was so much simpler than what we had before, which was Yahoo. And, you know, with Barack Obama, a very small percentage of people went to his website and immediately donated. But the ones who wanted more information put in their email address to get access to the rest of the site. And that allowed Barack to follow up with them over and over again. And what we found on our websites and on the websites of our clients is that When you capture an email address, you will double your internet sales because you'll be able to follow up with the customer over the course of several weeks and be able to get them back to make the sale.
But now, Robert, you're not proposing that small business owners have their home landing page, their first page before their home page. You're not suggesting that they put up that kind of a barrier to entry, are you?
What I'm suggesting, you know, and we talk about it a lot.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you answer that quick right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Insider. Going to be right back with Robert Scrob. We're back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is advocate.com, and we built it for you. I hope you'll check it out. There's a little more information on the homepage than you would find on the campaign homepage for Barack Obama, who we were just talking about with our friend Robert Scrob. But a little bit more information there. But if you only have 5 seconds, we got something there for you. If you got 3 minutes, we got something. If you got 1 minute, we got something for you. If you got 15 minutes, we got that too. Hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to check out my blog. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Lots and lots of good stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. The official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. That's the title of the book that Robert Scrob and Bob Rugneris have written. Robert Scrob is with us right now. We're talking about that. Robert, tell us where we can find your book and how we can find you online.
Well, you can find the book at any bookstore, and my website is internetinformationmarketing.com, and there's actually a video of me there by the pool that talks about how to make money on the Internet, and that's internetinformationmarketing.com.
All right, so check that out, folks, and be sure to go by and check out his pool. Robert, I was asking you, I said, you don't recommend that small business owners have an email sign up barrier. I would think it'd be a barrier as a very first landing page. That's not what you're recommending, is it?
It's absolutely what I'm recommending.
Wow.
And it might feel counterintuitive, but let's look at the results. Look at what Barack Obama raised on his website versus what Hillary Clinton
there were only two choices in those days on that side of the aisle. And today, people can go other places without having. I have to be honest with you, Robert. I don't give my email out unless I feel the company is worthy, and I don't know if they're worthy when I first show up.
Well, what you can do what you should do is for all your marketing, if you're putting out, you're trying to drive traffic to your websites, the things that you're giving out to prospective clients. In those cases, you should have a landing page that gives information, maybe even has a video, such as my site. But that, in order to get, in order to move on into the site, so in order to listen free, you have to give an email address.
I got you. No, I hear you. And there's a lot of that. I agree with you. Now, what if you're selling stuff? What if you're in my particular case, I'm offering information for my small business owners, and my sponsors help me pay for that. So that's the reason why we give ours away we don't want any barriers up there. That's our business model. But if you're selling stuff, and don't you want to encourage people to hang around? I mean, you can still. Aren't there other ways to capture email addresses without putting up a barrier?
But the thing is, Jim, you don't get money for people hanging around. You only get money when you actually make a sale.
Yeah.
Certainly your site, you've got sponsors, and God bless your sponsors, because those are some great companies, and
absolutely.
I encourage everybody to check them out. But if on your site, if you're selling, books or audio programs or whatever you're selling on your site, that you have to have a landing page that captures email addresses, and then a sales site that. And one example in the book, her name is Beth Davis. She's actually a hand reader, and you kind of think, well, hand reading, you got to have the hands right there in front of you in order to do that, right?
Yeah.
Well, what Beth did is she figured out a way to create prints from your hands, and so she has a landing page where she says this is all the wonderful things that can happen from having your hands read. If you want more information, give me your email address. And then folks put in the email address, and then they see her sales page. And for $300, she'll send you out the things that you can imprint your hands. Then you ship them back to her, and then she gets on the phone with you in order to do your hand reading.
Right. But what if you haven't decided to do business yet with the person, with the company, and if I give you my email address, even though I haven't decided that I want to do business with you, what are you going to do with it? What are you telling people? What should people tell their visitors that they're going to do with that email address?
Well, I think it's important to have a privacy policy and let people know what you're going to do, because that's going to build a lot of confidence. And we actually have several examples of those in the book. But what we found is by having I have an autoresponder on my website. Some of them are 90 or 100 messages long. So when a visitor comes to my website, every day for the next 90 days, they're going to get an email from me. And what I found is that doubles the number of sales that I receive. Half the people who end up being customers come to my site and leave without buying, and I'm able to double my sales by sending those emails.
Very interesting. And you send it to them even though they didn't opt into any particular thing.
Well, they came to my website. They said, I want some more information. On this internet information marketing site, we have a 6-week quick start program where you can start your own internet business in 6 weeks.
Robert, I'm sorry, I got to wrap it up, but I want you to come back another day. We need to talk about this some more. Will you come back?
I'll come back, Jim. Sounds good.
Thanks, Robert Scrob, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. We'll talk about this another day with him. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.